and welcome to the summer edition of our Honeysuckle newsletter from the Mare and Foal Sanctuary. I'm Pippa Quelch, and I'll be taking you through our summer stories. On the front cover of this edition is a beautiful bay Dartmoor Hill pony called Red in a sunny green field, glancing across her shoulder at us. And we're going to be hearing a little bit more about Red's keyhole surgery success in just a moment. If you're new to the Mare and Foal Sanctuary and what we do, we've got a little bit of an explanation in the beginning of this newsletter. As a registered charity in the UK, it's our duty to fulfil our charitable objects, which are to rescue and provide care for and prevent cruelty and suffering amongst horses and ponies that are in need of attention by reason of sickness, maltreatment or ill usage or other like causes, and to provide temporary or permanent homes for such horses or ponies. We also advance the education of the public in matters relating to the welfare of horses and ponies and the prevention of cruelty and suffering amongst horses and ponies. We also relieve those children, young people and adults in need by providing equine-assisted learning and therapeutic activities in order to enhance their education and make their lives better through appropriate provision of facilities for riding, handling, or coming into contact with horses and ponies. Through this Honeysuckle newsletter series, we've set out to show you that your support truly makes a difference. With your help, we've rescued horses and ponies since 1988, and we remain committed to providing each and every one of them with lifelong, loving care and support. So as we open the newsletter, we have an introduction. Welcome to the summer edition of Honeysuckle, featuring news from across the Mare and Foal Sanctuary. And this is from Rodri Samuel, our chief executive. He says, with summertime now in full swing, it feels as though the warmer weather is bringing a new energy to our sanctuary sites and teams. The sites are brimming with beautiful wildlife, and our teams are passionate as ever, giving all of our horses and ponies the love and expert care that they deserve. I'm delighted to share some of this season's highlights with you, with successes in veterinary care, rehoming, our therapeutic equine-assisted programs, and more. This edition of Honeysuckle really showcases the amazing work going on across all of our sites, and it's because of your continued support. Thank you. Best wishes, Rodri. So let's find out a bit more about Red's keyhole surgery now. Red is a bay 14-year-old Dartmoor Hill pony who arrived at the sanctuary in 2018 when we merged with another equine welfare charity. She now lives with one of our wonderful sanctuary at home carers as a companion pony. Red's carer, Mary, started to notice some behavioural differences that were unusual for her, such as being aggressive towards other horses and people. They informed Red's vet of these changes, and after a scan and a blood test, it was found that Red had a tumour on her ovary. The scan indicated that her ovary had changed shape, and the blood test showed an imbalance of hormones. This tumour can drive abnormal hormone production, which can explain Red's behaviour change. Because of your ongoing support, we can provide expert care and sanctuary for life to every pony in our care, even those in our rehoming scheme. We decided it was best for Red to be brought to our Beech Trees Veterinary and Welfare Assessment Centre to have keyhole surgery to remove the tumour. Keyhole, or laparoscopic surgery, is minimally invasive surgery, and it was even performed under standing sedation, making the whole experience more comfortable for Red. Three small incisions were made, allowing the surgeon to insert a tiny camera and their surgical instruments to perform the tumour removal with a minimum impact on surrounding areas. The surgery was successful, and Red had her tumour removed with as little discomfort as possible. Our vet, Richard, said that Red coped very well with the procedure. She was closely monitored by our grooms to ensure that she was recovering as expected, and she remained on pain medication for around a week after the surgery to make sure that she was as comfortable as possible while she recovered. Red is now home with her carer, Mary, and she's back enjoying the company of her companions. This year, we expect to spend around £250,000 on veterinary care, treatments and surgeries, health checks and medications. It's your unwavering support that enables us to give every equine expert care when they need it. So thank you. There's a lovely picture here on page 5 of Mary and Red walking side by side up a leafy lane together, and a full-size picture of Red herself looking beautiful. Providing expert care to rescued horses is the most significant aspect of our charity's work. We are deeply grateful for your support and kindness, which enable us to meet the ongoing and complex needs of these rescued horses and ponies. On to page 6 now, and this is all about Sunny's eye implant. Skewbald Thoroughbred Cross Sunny has an eye condition called non-ulcerative keratitis, meaning that he has inflammation in his cornea, that's the outer layer of the eye. This condition can be caused by several factors, but we believe it could be due to a previous injury, because when he arrived with us in 2016, he had a wound over his left eye. Since 2023, Sunny has regularly had a sore eye with swelling around his eyelid and weeping. To manage this, our experienced grooms had to administer eye drops 3 or 4 times a day, in addition to taking strong anti-inflammatory medication. Unfortunately, Sunny was apprehensive of his groom approaching his painful eye and would shut his eye as a result. This led to his eye becoming more inflamed. Sunny recently had a small implant, about 1.9 millimetres long, fitted into his eye, which releases anti-inflammatory medication at a regular rate, hopefully allowing his handler to reduce the number of eye drops administered in a day. His surgery to fit the implant was successful, taking just a few minutes. Although the surgery went well, we've not yet been able to reduce his eye drops as we had hoped, as this eye still has some inflammation. We'll continue to monitor his progress before discussing the next steps. On to page 7 now, and this is all about Flynn's veterinary investigations. Flynn arrived at the sanctuary in 2015 after a multi-agency rescue, and he was less than a year old. Since then, he's become a valued member of our Equine Assisted Services team. He's a beautiful piebald cob. He's 11 years old, 14.3 hands high, and he has the most amazing eyelashes. If you get up close, you can see that on his right eye, he has beautiful white eyelashes, and his left eye has black eyelashes. Quite a startling look. Flynn has had some recent lameness and he's under veterinary investigation. After examining Flynn, our vet Charlotte said we used a machine called an equinosis and we put sensors on the top of his head, on one of his front legs and on his hind, and it gave us more of an idea of which legs Flynn is lame in, the degree of lameness and how serious it is. In Flynn's case, it's shown bilateral hind limb lameness and a forelimb lameness as well, which we think is referred from the hind limb pathology. We originally planned to put a nerve block in, but Flynn's showed signs of distress in response to the needles, so we decided to change the plan to not add further stress. So far, we've not found what's causing this, but it's a low-grade lameness, so Flynn is currently on a trial of pain relief to see if this helps him to improve. If it does, he may need a long-term, low dose of pain relief, but it is still too early to say. Flynn will continue to be carefully monitored, and the care team and his vet will continue to work together to reach a solution. There's a lovely picture here of Flynn being trotted around the yard by Holly, and also a picture of Charlotte the vet putting these sensors onto Flynn's hind. On to page 8 now, and this is all about Avalon, who puts our behaviour training to the test. Avalon is a 15-year-old leopard spot Dartmoor Hill pony at 13.3 hands high. And back in 2010, Avalon and his dam Tiger Lily arrived at the sanctuary. They were both unhandled and their only experience of humans had been quite negative for them, meaning that they did need a little bit of extra time and care when getting used to being handled. Avalon has been described by our grooms as a sensitive pony, and this has sometimes made him fearful of vets or unsettled during training. He's especially needle shy. We always work with what's best for his needs, and we encourage confidence and trust throughout the process. Avalon previously began training for ridden work, and despite taking things really slowly, he was inconsistent in response to his training. Most of the time he seemed to really enjoy the work, but sometimes he'd seem unsettled or he'd spook at things unexpectedly. So the decision was made that it just wasn't right for him. These days, Avalon lives at our Coombe Park Sanctuary, and he's working with his groom Holly on his confidence training. Holly says Avalon is a very sweet pony who's always happiest when out in the field with his friends. He can be a bit nervous and doesn't like change, so he has assigned grooms who he knows and is comfortable with. Avalon seems to enjoy the syringe training and is always eager to start. He's now able to put different shaped syringes in his mouth, mimicking the syringe that we need to use to administer medication, and gets rewarded when he does a good job. He's still a little bit unsure of the needle training, but we are working with him at his own pace to build up his confidence. Head of Equine Expertise Sally says Avalon isn't a fan of change, so our training approach, which offers him predictability and more choice to participate in training, suits him well, and he has made a massive progress. He's now able to have all of his routine care much more calmly, and his stress levels are much lower. Avalon will remain in sanctuary care as he's settled and doing well. We feel he may not cope with the change of environment to a new home. Our dedicated team provide love, care and patient training to all of our horses and ponies. Thanks to your ongoing support, Avalon has made a safe and loving home here for the rest of his life. We're on to page 10 now, and this is a story all about Polo, who you may remember from previous editions of Honeysuckle. He's certainly settling in now. We actually featured him in our spring newsletter. He came to the sanctuary after we stepped in to help another charity that was struggling to manage his challenging behaviours. In spring, he was at our Beechtrees Veterinary and Welfare Assessment Centre for his health checks and was waiting to be introduced to new friends. So, where is he now? Polo has been introduced to the lovely Athena, one of our sponsorship horses, and has moved to our Honeysuckle Sanctuary. Honeysuckle groom Jade says Athena and Polo adore each other. It's so lovely to see. They really settled well together and they rub off on each other. Polo's training is going well, and both Polo and Athena are really good with their injections recently, which we're really happy about. They love having lots of field enrichment at the moment, and Sticky Weed is a firm favourite. They're both really good and a happy little couple. Just to paint the picture for you, there's a lovely photo here of Athena and Polo alongside each other in a beautiful green field, and they're both having a good munch from their enrichment tubs. Settling in well is Polo. Just to recap, Athena is a Scooble Gypsy Vanner, 19 years old, and she's quite tall at 15.2 hands high. Polo is a Piebald Thoroughbred Cross, and he's 26 years old. Both looking very happy together at Honeysuckle now. Let's find out how Hugo and Gabriel are getting on right now, because they were found severely underweight and covered with sores when we rescued them back in 2022. We were shocked to find these two magnificent Andalusians in such a life-threatening state, needing months of urgent specialist veterinary care. They now live at our Upcott Park Sanctuary near Holsworthy. Sanctuary manager Jax says Hugo and Gabriel's training journey has involved a lot of patience and a tailored approach. Gabriel was particularly nervous, and one of our big challenges was helping him feel comfortable to have his feet handled. We've used a special method of positive reinforcement to help him understand when he's doing well. We trickle feed him treats through our fingers when he's calm and cooperative. And at the end of the session, he gets a lovely reward of nuggets. This technique has made a huge difference to his confidence. It's heartwarming to see improvements in Gabriel every day as he and Hugo are a bonded pair. We hope to find them a new home together through our rehoming scheme. They're very special horses, and after such a difficult past, they both deserve a peaceful and happy life together. We really appreciate your support as we strive to give horses like Hugo and Gabriel and Polo and Athena, as we mentioned earlier, a brighter future. Your generosity allows us to provide the training and care that they need and deserve. So thank you so much. There's a great picture of Hugo and Gabriel with Jax out in the field together, looking very calm and enjoying the training. And also a picture of poor Hugo on arrival, looking extremely thin. It's good to see how much he's come on in the time that he's been with us. Let's tell you about a heartwarming story now. It's entitled A Dream Come True, My Journey with Sherbet. You may remember that Sherbet was one of 13 equines that we rescued from a former animal therapy community interest company in Cornwall, one of the worst neglect cases we've ever seen. But after such a traumatic start, Sherbet has found a wonderful new home with carer Christina from South Wales. There's a great picture of them together here on page 12. Sherbet, the little Shetlander, piebald Shetland, looking very contented alongside Christina here. And we also do have a picture of Sherbet when she arrived at the sanctuary, looking incredibly thin and very sorry for herself. "I've always loved horses," says Christina. "I'd been looking after four Shetlands for a friend, but last year we lost three, leaving me heartbroken. Flora, our 32-year-old Shetland, was especially affected after losing her companions. In a thoughtful gesture, my husband and friend looked into rehoming a pony to cheer me up and provide companionship for Flora. We have a house full of rescued gingered coloured pets, and combined with such a fitting description of her personality, Sherbet seemed the perfect fit. I eagerly searched for photos. The rescue images were heartbreaking, but seeing her thrive at the sanctuary and seeing the incredible work of the team, I knew that she'd feel safe in a loving home. When I met Sherbet for the first time, I cried tears of joy. As I entered her stable, her sweet little nose reached out for attention. Despite her past, she was a cuddly ball of fluff. Now it feels like she's always been here. We enjoy walks in the nearby forest, and she loves splashing in the stream. Sherbet has also helped Flora regain her spirit. Watching them groom each other has transformed her in ways I never thought possible. Sherbet has truly won my heart, and I can't imagine life without her. Thank you to the Maranfall Sanctuary for making this possible. For every equine we rescue, we must also ensure that they have lifelong care. Our Sanctuary at Home carers are a group of very special people who help to make this possible for more than 400 horses and ponies. It also enables space to be created in our peaceful sanctuaries for more horses and ponies in need. To page 14 we go to hear all about Idris and Shiraz's new home. In 2019, we assisted a major multi-agency rescue of 137 horses from Whispering Willows Sanctuary in Wales. Many were in a poor condition with their hips, spine and ribs clearly visible. After their rehabilitation with us, Gypsy Vanners, Idris and Shiraz found a fantastic new home in Devon with Sanctuary at Home carers Claire and Alan. Claire said it took them a while to get to know us, but from day one they've been amazing and they've become celebrities where we live. All the villagers come to their gate to say hello. They're really inquisitive and love the attention. We've been doing daily walks up the lane and they love plodding to our other field, especially if they can raid hedgerows on the way. Claire says losing her last horse of 20 years had been devastating. In the months that followed, she says, we thought about getting donkeys or Dartmoor ponies, but then I looked at the sanctuary's website, saw Idris and Shiraz, and they seemed perfect. I was a bit nervous meeting them, but they were so gentle and sweet, and we came away knowing they were 100% right for us. The home checks and support are brilliant, with advice and reassurance at any time, so I can't recommend this scheme enough. These two lovely ponies have come such a long way since being rescued, and they've changed our lives completely. Looking at these wonderful pictures of Idris and Shiraz. Idris is a grey gypsy vanner at 12 hands high, and Shiraz the same, 12.2, so a little bit bigger. And there's a great picture here of Claire and Alan with both of them in a field together. If you or someone you know would be interested in becoming a Sanctuary at Home carer, please do visit our website. It's www.maranfall.org/rehoming. Or you could always give us a call. Our phone number is 01626 355 969. That's for the rehoming line. It's 01626 355 969. On page 16, a lovely story entitled Horses Helping Amy to Better Regulate Emotions. And there's a lovely picture here of Amy together with Flynn. He's the cob that we were talking about earlier, beautiful, piebald, with white eyelashes on one eye and black on the other. And he and Amy are having a lovely cuddle at Coombe Park in this photograph. Teenager Amy from Plymouth says learning sessions in partnership with our rescued horses at Coombe Park have helped her to control her emotions and develop a deeper connection with animals. At school, I was like a ticking time bomb, she says. I was very loud and quite hyper, and I still can be, but now I know when to stop. I was quite worried coming into the yard for the first time. Everybody helps everybody. Everybody communicates. You can't be silly around horses because they've got big feet and you've got to switch on your brain. You can't just mess around. And I've taken that from here into the actual real world. When I get frustrated and things don't go to plan, I take a deep breath and think, right, what should I do in this situation? I've learned so much from being here and I want to continue working with animals. It's not just about knowing how to brush a horse, it's knowing how to control your emotions, step back, and actually breathe. I've really changed. I used to be quite a violent, nasty kind of girl, but now I realise it's not big and it's not cool. And actually, people are going to look at you a lot better if they see a calm, collected, responsible young adult. This is my safe space. I just love it. If you'd like to learn more about our educational and therapeutic work, please visit our website if you have access to it. The address is www.marenful.org. Through our equine-assisted services, we offer meaningful experiences for children, young people and adults in our community. These include equine-assisted learning, well-being and activities, all designed to support personal growth and emotional well-being. We're now about to meet Ali on page 18 of the Honeysuckle newsletter. Ali's pictured alongside Uptown Girl, who's a Skewbald Dartmoor Hill pony at 14.3 hands high, and they're both nose-to-nose here in this picture. Ali has been at the Marenful Sanctuary for nearly 6 years on the education team, partnering with our rescued horses and ponies to work with children, young people and adults. In 2024, Ali and the Equine Assisted Services team provided 362 transformative sessions to hundreds of children, young people and adults. I feel so lucky, she says, to be part of a team dedicated to improving the lives of ponies and people, and I love helping them spend quality time together in a calm, relaxed and welcoming environment. We provide opportunities for people who might have challenges in their own lives to learn from these wonderful sentient animals. We also run fun Wellies for Wellness sessions for children in our woodland classroom, and I really enjoy going out to local schools to teach youngsters about the importance of caring for animals, wildlife and nature. But the last year has been a challenging one for Ali. In October, she says, last year, I was diagnosed with a tumour on my bowel, which was a massive shock. But I had oodles of support from my family, friends and colleagues. Following a successful operation, thanks to the brilliant NHS, I've recently been told to get on with stuff. So I am. The sanctuary was amazing. Not having to worry about taking time off was such a relief. Getting back to the job I love has been a real tonic, especially having such supportive teammates. Spending time with our beautiful horses and ponies has also made a big difference to Ali. I couldn't possibly choose a favourite, she says, but Yori, Bunny and Fly have created so many magical and memorable moments in our sessions. They're all really special. We'd like to say a really big thank you to Ali. We're so grateful to her for being such a valued member of our team. On page 20, we're introducing a new section to Honeysuckle because we feel it's important to create better equine habitats for happier and healthier horses. We're also helping to improve biodiversity, continue sustainable land management, and encourage more wildlife. So this page is entitled Our Focus on Equine Habitats. It's a beautiful picture here of a field at Coombe Park with some wildflowers and ponies in the distance. We wanted to share some of the initiatives we're currently working on, and we're looking forward to providing more equine habitat news in future issues of this newsletter. To start with, we're reseeding three fields at our Coombe Park Sanctuary using a custom grass seed mix designed by our own staff with expertise in equine care and grassland management. This will ensure what we grow in the paddocks will contribute to good gut health. The plants will also enrich soil quality too. Alongside this, we're creating a track system at our Upcott Park Sanctuary, which allows us to rotate grazing of paddocks and stimulate our herds with different environment experiences. One part of the track system leads the horses through a new woodland area, encouraging them to browse, scratch and shelter. This means the horses move more as they would in the wild. As part of our commitment to improving our equine habitats, we were delighted to invite the team from Equiculture in recently to train our staff in how to manage horses, land and the environment in harmony. For many years, specific fields at our sanctuaries have been included in the Environmental Stewardship Scheme run by DEFRA. It means that we adopt practices like maintaining wildlife borders in our hayfields. This commitment means that we're now seeing the return of important species like field voles and an increased community of tawny owls at our Coombe Park Sanctuary. We've even sighted cell buntings at our honeysuckle sanctuary. We're establishing carbon sinks at several of our sites as well, including Coombe Park, where newly planted trees will help to absorb carbon in the atmosphere. By the end of this year, we hope to have planted 600 trees at our moorland rescue facility near Yelverton. In this edition of the Honeysuckle Newsletter, we've got a campaign update for you, Strangles Awareness. We campaign for better equine welfare, and we work to lead the equine community in better practice. From stamping out strangles to fighting anthelmintic resistance, we support evidence-based research and campaigns focused on improving the lives of horses and ponies and the humans who live and work with them. Strangles is a highly contagious bacterial infection. It's caused by Streptococcus equi. It affects lymph nodes in the throat, leading to swelling and abscesses. Up to 10% of equines die from complications of severe infections. So let's talk about strangles and the stigma around it. We do want to help to end the stigma of strangles, so we'd like to share our story. 10 years ago this summer, the Maerenfall Sanctuary was in one of the most formidable challenges of its 37-year history. The equine respiratory infection strangle swept through our Newton Abbott Sanctuary, claiming the lives of 4 equines and leaving many more in a critical condition. It was impossible to confirm the source of the outbreak, but strangles had made its way into our 60-strong herd in late April 2015. The months that followed were physically and emotionally exhausting. All new intakes, rehoming and movement across the site stopped. Quarantine areas, disinfection stations and dedicated PPE were set up for horses showing signs of the disease. And dedicated staff provided around-the-clock care for affected equines. It wasn't until we were clear of the infection in October 2015 that our work of rescuing, rehabilitating and rehoming could continue. Beechtrees, our veterinary and welfare assessment centre, was opened in 2016 with improved quarantine facilities supporting strict biosecurity measures. We work closely with our vets to keep our own strangles protocols up to date. Ponies that were infected, like Faline, who was a foal at the time, are constant reminders to us of the need for us to share the valuable lessons that we learned and to help dispel the stigma that surrounds strangles by encouraging more yards and equine owners to talk openly about it. We're proud to be one of the partner organisations behind Strangles Awareness Week. There's a couple of pictures of Faline here as a foal. She was quite brown then, with a little flash of white on her forehead. She is, in fact, a roan Arab part breed at 14 hands high, and sort of roan in colour now. Just a beautiful horse, and I love spending time with her myself. You can talk to her for ages, and she seems to enjoy listening. If you do have access to our website, you can read more about our strangles journey at maerenfall.org/news/strangles. on page 24, a bit of sanctuary news for you, and I wonder whether you'd like to come and visit our sanctuary. See firsthand how your support makes a difference. We're opening up our Coombe Park Sanctuary near Totnes for visitors this year to come and meet some of our staff and rescue horses and ponies. We have a range of dates through the year that you might like to come and visit. I'm going to give you our phone number at the end of the newsletter, but you could always visit our website if you'd like to find out a bit more. Shopping for a bargain is also a story on this page. We have six charity shops across Devon. There are two in Newton Abbot, one in Torquay, one in Babbicombe, Brixham and in Bovey Tracy. You can find out a little bit more about our shops by visiting merinfold.org/support/shop. If you aren't able to actually come to one of our shops, you can visit the online shop to see our full catalogue of new goods or perhaps find second-hand bargains on our eBay and Vinted stores. There's a really moving story on page 25. Supporting our cause, Andrea's volunteering through difficult times. Lovely picture of Andrea, who is our Babbicombe charity shop deputy manager, working hard in the shop here. She, in this story, is sharing how sanctuary staff and supporters brought new hope after the devastating loss of her husband. Some years ago, she says, when George received a bowel cancer screening kit, he looked at me horrified, convinced he was cancer-free. But then, after mentioning some mild stomach pain during a checkup, he found himself undergoing a colonoscopy. The news was shocking. He was diagnosed with bowel cancer. He underwent surgery, and thankfully the cancer was caught early. As George adapted to life with a stoma, I began volunteering at the sanctuary's Babbicombe charity shop in 2023. I loved working with this lovely team and helping customers find the perfect bargain, a welcome distraction amidst the stress. But later, George experienced more pain. Just 11 days later, he passed away, and my world changed forever. The kindness and support I received from our customers, supporters, and everyone at the sanctuary helped me through my darkest days, for which I am truly grateful. I've since become Babbicombe's deputy manager and feel blessed to be part of this kind, compassionate team. We'd like to thank Andrea for sharing her story and for helping our rescued horses and ponies right here at the Merinfold Sanctuary. There are many ways that you can volunteer and make a difference at the sanctuary. If you're interested in volunteering, please do visit www.merinfold.org or give us a ring and I'll give you that number a little later. Some supporter stories to tell you about now, and thank you to everyone who helps raise vital funds for the Merinfold Sanctuary. There are so many ways to get involved, and your support means the world to us. Do take a look at our website if you're able to, merinfold.org, for more inspiration, or get in touch and we'll help you every step of the way. We wanted to share the story of Alice and Amelia's big walk, because on Easter Sunday, Alice and Amelia walked a fantastic 8.5 miles along the beautiful coastal path from Preston in Paignton to Brixham to raise vital funds for the Merinfold Sanctuary and the rescued horses and ponies in our care. Your dedication and support mean the world to us and the animals we look after. So thank you, Alice and Amelia. We also have the story here of young fundraiser Lottie, and we recently had the pleasure of welcoming Lottie to our Coombe Park Sanctuary. She raised an incredible £75.85 for the Merinfold Sanctuary as part of her civic award at school. Lottie chose to support us by crafting and selling beautiful handmade bookmarks. Her hard work raised vital funds to help care for equines at the sanctuary. During her visit, Lottie got to meet some of the horses she'd supported and received a big thank you from our team leader, Abigail. So thank you, Lottie, for your kindness and support. A lovely picture of Lottie here with Abby at Coombe Park. And would you believe, Sue ran the London Marathon for us. We're sending a huge thank you to Sue, who completed the London Marathon and raised an incredible £725. Sue told us, "I had horses all my life, up until 2023, when my horse sadly passed unexpectedly. I miss him dearly. The sanctuary does some fantastic work, rescuing and giving horses and ponies a second chance, so I was happy to raise funds for this worthy cause." We're so grateful for Sue's support, and we love this photo of her proudly wearing her medal at the end of the London Marathon. Well done, Sue. And we'd like to give a big thank you to you if you've remained anonymous. We recognise that there are some supporters who've asked not to be thanked or who give donations anonymously. Although we may not be able to get in touch personally to thank you, we wanted to give you a special mention here. We really do appreciate all you've done. Here I am, turning over to the very last page. It's all over too soon, isn't it? But we have loved sharing more stories about life at the Maren Fole Sanctuary again in this edition of the Honeysuckle newsletter. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. We really can't do what we do without your interest and your kindness. Even doing something as simple as telling others about our work is so valuable to us, and it really is much appreciated. If you'd like to call us, I mentioned the telephone number that I'd be reading out. It's 01626 882 660. This comes straight through to our supporter care team. Real humans at the end of the line, and they'd love to have a chat with you. It's 01626 882 660. You could always email us, supporters@merenfull.org. The next edition of the Honeysuckle newsletter happens in the autumn, in October, so we really do look forward to updating you then about what we're up to. In the meantime, from me, Pippa, thank you for listening, and do take care.